This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov, I was watching some footage from a dash cam of a lady who was traveling last night in the West Bank between Tapuach Junction and Migdalim, and her dash cam shows the road in front of her, the lights are on, and all of a sudden you hear gunshots on the camera, and then you just hear her shouting to her daughters, who are apparently driving in the car with her, to bend down, to take cover. And then she asks, is everybody okay? Apparently she had four daughters in the car.
Sure.
Then we understand that there were two of the bullets that actually hit the vehicle. And so far, nobody has been caught. The security forces are conducting searches in the area. But she was like, I mean, not, you could hear there was tension in her voice when she was saying, take cover, take cover, and are you guys okay? But she was still driving the car. Like, nothing, her concentration was right there. She was just driving and making sure that everything was okay. It was like quite determined. The way that she dealt with things, and I was hugely impressed with.
Can you imagine the adrenaline though that must have been just surging through her system, knowing that she has to protect her family? Unbelievable.
Must have been. She didn't sound panicked at all. I mean, obviously very, very tense, very nervous, shouting at her daughters, but just driving along and just keeping going. Amazing to watch. Just to let people know that this is kind of not what happens in all Israeli towns and cities. I mean, people think, look at this and say, well, Israel's like the Wild West. And of course, there are terrorist activities that take place. A lot of them are concentrated in the West Bank area. We do know that. But on the whole, Israel is an amazingly safe place, and people can go out at night and walk around in absolute safety. And it's one of those dilemmas, one of those contradictions that we have here about how safe or unsafe is it. And on the one hand, we feel very, very safe in our towns and cities, in the streets, at nights, in the day, whenever we go out. And there are always a lot of people out on the streets walking, pedestrians. It's very, very common because of the safety and because of the fact that it's easy to get around like that. And then you get a video footage like this, which is quite scary. So it is certainly a contradiction. Just one more thing that I wanted to mention was that the CNN presenter Christiane Amanpour has actually issued a public apology on air for referring to the murder of Myerine and Lucy Diaz having occurred as a result of a shootout. And kudos to her, because she did say that I misspoke and said that they were killed in a shootout instead of a shooting. And I've written to Rabbi Leo D to apologize and make sure that he knows that we apologize for any further pain that may have caused him. So kudos to her. I know that we often criticize her for not being particularly pro-Israel in the way that she presents things, but on this occasion, I think she's done the right thing and she's been very public about it. So acknowledge that.
We are going to be chatting to Simon Ploska from Honest Reporting after 8. They were very involved with publicizing this, so it'll be interesting to hear what kind of process they went through in order to get CNN and to get Christiane Amanpour to publicly apologize. But well done to her. Well done to CNN. Well done to Honest Reporting for following and pushing the story. Prime Minister Netanyahu has received a long-awaited invitation to the UAE, to the United Arab Emirates. So what's the story here?
So the Prime Minister obviously is very, very eager to be seen on the world stage. We do know that, and there has been a lot of discussion about whether he will or will not be invited to the White House. But so far, since the Abraham Accords have been signed, he has not been an official visitor to the United Arab Emirates, and that's about to change because he's been invited to the United Nations Climate Change Conference, so-called COP28, which is due to take place in Dubai at the end of November and during December. We understand that both the Prime Minister and President Herzog have been invited, although it's unlikely that they will both attend. It seems as if one of them will attend, and if I was a betting man, then I would bet on Netanyahu being the one to represent Israel.
Yeah.
Apparently, the full invitation was delivered by the ambassador to Israel from the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed Mahmoud Al-Kaja, who apparently met with the Prime Minister in his Jerusalem office, and he presented him with a letter that was personally signed by the United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, who has invited the Prime Minister to visit COP28. Just interesting to note that COP28 will be focused on health, water, food security, energy and trade. A number of Israeli ministers are apparently also slated to attend the meeting. And apparently something like 100 Israeli companies will also participate in COP28 through the Israeli Export Institute. And according to what I've read, there are 637 Israeli companies which have been identified as climate tech startup and growth companies. So Israel very much involved in the whole climate tech environment, and all of these Israeli companies apparently will participate in the events that surround COP28 that's due to take place at the end of November. But that is not where the Prime Minister's diplomacy ends, because we also understand that during the course of the last couple of weeks, the Prime Minister has spoken not once, but indeed twice with the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, MBS as we like to call him. And apparently there were two conversations, one before the recent Arab League summit that took place in Saudi Arabia and once afterwards. And all of this is, I think, designed to give the impression that we are moving closer and closer to normalization of ties with Saudi Arabia. There is a slight complication in all of this, as I've spoken about before, because Saudi Arabia has become a lot closer to Iran in recent months, which is certainly a spoke in the wheels, a spanner in the spokes, and so just a little bit of a complication. We understand that during the course of these two conversations, not a great deal of progress was made towards the normalization of ties. And indeed, the subject matter of these direct flights to Israel, from Israel to Saudi Arabia that I spoke about yesterday for the purpose of the Hajj, also wasn't discussed. So I'm not exactly sure what has been discussed in these conversations. I think they've been trying to stick to things that they can kind of agree upon, rather than try to attack the more difficult issues, of which there are numerous. There are not just one or two, but quite a number of more difficult issues for them to try to resolve. But certainly the news of those phone calls giving the impression that there is more optimism about the possibility of normalization with ties with Saudi Arabia. So obviously we will keep an eye on that to see how that progresses.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has revealed that Israel doubled its attacks on Iran in Syria in recent months. So what more is known about these attacks?
Well, it was interesting that Yoav Gallant spoke about this, and he was talking at a conference that was held in Herzliya. And we do know anecdotally that Israel has been very, very active in attacking Iranian targets in Syria. I've spoken about it on numerous occasions, even though when the actual attacks take place, the Israeli government doesn't acknowledge that Israel is involved. But I think it seems pretty obvious. I think it would be a far stretch to imagine that it wouldn't be Israel, that it's not Israel who's involved in attacking airfields in Syria and shipments of goods that have come from Iran. And now the defense minister has actually stood up and said that he has doubled, he has, that during his time in office since he became defense minister, that he's doubled the attacks on Iran in Syria. He also spoke, interestingly, about a secret war that Iran is apparently conducting against Israel at sea. And he presented photographs of five different ships that Iran apparently has created to be able to sail around. And these ships are equipped with all kinds of things to allow them to carry out attacks against Israel. So it's almost like a war that's going on at sea with these five ships, and they've all been named and identified, and also the armory that's been put on these ships, including helicopters and including all kinds of missiles that can be fired from the ships and things like that, that apparently are all designed to create some sort of a war situation, to create a capability for Iran to attack Israel and Israeli targets while sailing around. So these days, it's not limited to Iran from Iranian territory and Iran potentially from Syrian territory, and also Iran through its proxies from Gaza and from Lebanon, but also now these five huge ships that are sailing around that could potentially attack Israel and Israeli targets at any moment. And that comes alongside some comments that were made by the IDF intelligence, the chief of intelligence, Aaron Khalifa, who said that the chances of a major escalation with Iran are, in his words, not low. And he also went on to talk about some of the activities that Hassan Nasrallah, who's the head of Hezbollah, has been involved with. And he went on to make what is considered, what I consider to be quite a strange statement, which he says that Hassan Nasrallah is close to making a mistake that could plunge the region into a big war. He's close to making this mistake from Lebanon or Syria. So I don't know what they know about what Nasrallah is intending to do. And that could be a big mistake that could plunge the region into war. I think some of it surrounds that strange incident that took place at Megiddo Junction. There was an explosion, and then there was talk about the fact that some Hezbollah operative had infiltrated into Israeli territory and managed to get as far as Megiddo Junction, which is not an insignificant distance from the border, and managed to somehow infiltrate Israel that far. And now the defense establishment, I think, are regrouping and saying that was a huge mistake and we were on it. And Nasrallah is about to make this huge mistake. I have no idea what he's referring to, but it definitely caught my attention.
Yeah, and the other story that I didn't want to miss out on is that Madonna is planning on being in Israel for the weekend. I was there a number of years ago when she gave a concert at Hayarkon Park, which I went to. Yeah, I can't say I loved it. But either way, apparently she's going to be in Israel over the weekend.
But she is a real entertainer. There's no doubt about that, whether you like her or not, whether you like her music or not. She is really an entertainer. Brilliant. And we also know that she is quite taken with Kabbalah. And apparently the visit that's coming up this weekend will be focused around Tzfat and around her interest in Kabbalah, and that she is coming on some sort of a spiritual weekend to Israel to try and reinforce her links with Kabbalah. And apparently she would like to visit the grave of one of the central figures in Kabbalah, the so-called Ari, or the Rav Yitzhak Luria, who is one of the people who's considered to have interpreted the Zohar and been very instrumental in creating a more of a modern basis for Kabbalah. And we understand that Madonna has been studying this up quite furiously, and she's very, very interested in Kabbalah, and that she will be in Sfat over the weekend, not only to visit the Ari's grave, but also to study up some Kabbalah. So, of course, all of this comes just ahead of her next tour, which she will be kicking off quite soon. She was in Israel in 2019 when she performed at the Eurovision Song Contest. But now she is just about to kick off her so-called celebration tour. Israel will not be one of the stops on her tour. It's mostly US-based and a few locations in Europe as well. That's due to start very, very soon indeed. But I'm guessing that her visit here will be something of a boost for her tour and will potentially help to advertise a little bit. And of course, Israelis are always delighted when the celebs come and visit for Absolutely. Whatever reason it might be.
Absolutely right, Anthony Reich. Thank you. As always, it is 8 o'clock. We'll catch Anthony tomorrow morning at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.